Marie and the Doctor. Who knows what may come next?
Alex Dyson, where are you from?
I'm from Melbourne.
Yes, and you're here now as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which has, it's 24-7 comedy.
If you just walk down the streets of, the main street of Melbourne on any afternoon, any time of the day really, mm-hmm. there are people out there handing out flyers trying to get you to go to their little comedy festivals. And what was interesting...
Not only that, Robbie, sorry to interrupt, there's people handing out chips.
Yes, there are, aren't there, Alex Dyson? Because I was going for a little stroll yesterday afternoon, a little bit peckish, thought I'd just grab myself a few chips, walking down the main street, who do I see in front of me? But Alex Dyson standing there with his university rugger shirt on, handing out flyers for a little show.
Yep.
He looked a little tired and hungry, I have to say.
Aww.
I handed over a few chips.
I was Robbie's charity case.
Well done.
And you said, I'm going to throw these chips out. Do you want them? And I said, no. No, they're going in the bin if you don't have them.
I made them eat them.
He pulled my arm behind my back and force-fed me the chips, which they were quite nice.
You're a poor, suffering student, Alex. You shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth.
No.
A gift morph in the mouth.
I don't look you in the eyes either, which is one of your rules, I know.
I know that.
As Alexander said as he was communicating for the very first time, don't look a gift... Don't look a gift horse in the house. The jokes aren't in the studio. The jokes are on the
streets. They're
street.
On the streets.
Because you are going to find us the earliest example of comedy happening on the streets of Melbourne.
Yeah,
today.
It's supposed to be a 24-hour comedy festival, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. So
it never stops.
Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I am just at the Flinders Street Station at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
And people are walking in. Everyone has a smile on their face. Mm. Everyone has a smile on their face. They're looking at me and not smiling. they're looking quite stoic, actually.
Okay, well, your little mission, if you choose to accept it this morning, is to head out and find us a little bit of comic relief.
It should be too hard.
No.
At this time of year, Robbie.
No. It's the International Comedy Festival. And
exactly.
Comedy never sleeps.
November, no chance. But right here in the midst of April, it's all laughs.
It is, isn't it, Doctor? Just laugh a minute. We'll catch up with you in a sec. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
20 away from 8, Robbie Murick and the Doctor with you live from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Very close to it.
And we have managed to wake up another comedian who's in the country for the festival. Russell Cain, good morning.
How are you doing? Morning, everyone. I'm feeling bonza. I mean, ripper. I don't know what they mean.
So you had a big night last night.
Yeah, it wasn't big. We were just, for us, because we're normally geeks. That's the thing with comedians. We're not like rock stars. We all sort of drive home at the speed limit and then go and read and drink tea and stuff. It's the most unshowbiz end of the continuum.
Sounds very nice.
There'll be some rock star on stage across town just falling across out his head on chemicals, maybe staying up till dawn, and we all sort of get off stage, discuss our set, and then read some nice fiction. But for last night, we thought we'd do a bit of karaoke. It was brilliant.
Really?
Yeah.
So
Tim Vine was doing Eminem, and I was just thrusting behind him in the back. And I think I popped my hip out, actually. Yeah.
That's like 8
I did
miles.
A few lines of Cod Liver Oil. Those to get me bendy before I went on.
And so what did you sing?
I didn't. I was like the backing singer. In a 60s soul band, there's always a slightly bored looking black woman in the background singing. I was doing that.
Or a Robert Palmer video clip. You choose.
Yeah.
so look, you're a high school dropout but a university graduate, which is a little bit unusual.
How does
isn't
such
it?
A thing work?
I had like a sort of reverse nervous breakdown, really. Instead of sort of going spiralling down, I sort of spiralled upwards. Yeah. I became an aggressive reader type thing. I was like, I'm going to show you all by getting a first in English. Don't do it, son. I will.
Yeah, my dad started to get really worried when I started reading and expressing my feelings and stuff.
So you weren't a reader
Sydney,
as a kid?
What?
You weren't a reader as a kid then?
No, no, I was a really late starter, totally. Yeah, I was completely late starter with everything. And then I just thought, oh no, what have I done?
So what happened? You dropped out of school and then you started dating a girl.
I didn't drop out of school. I just came out with a sort of minimum level. And then I got a job working in a shop selling watches, selling timepieces to rich people. It was horrible.
And that was what caused you to rethink your education?
Yeah, and I was like, I'm going to go back. Yeah, they're called A-levels. So we finish at, like, you can leave school at 16 in the UK, or you can carry on to your 18, and it isn't quite university level. So what's the level called here? It's probably got an Aussie word, like Terranunganinga. We call those the Nunganingas here.
You heard you not about the Nunganingas.
You not call them Nunganingas back home? I thought everyone had that word.
what was that last little bit we used?
Did you
channeling some stupid laser?
On stage each night, I've been doing it. It's not too early to say the word porn, is it?
No.
On stage, I've been trying to imagine what Aussie porn's like for the audience, and the sketch keeps getting longer. It's like, oh, get in the back of the ute. We're trapped in the middle of nowhere. No one's going to find us. We'll have to follow the sun.
Is that the first time that a didgeridoo with a wah pedal has been effective in someone's
exactly.
mouth?
Exactly. You never heard electric didgeridoo?
Oh, I think we have, actually. Did too much. 18 to 8, Russell Kane's in with us this morning. You're on Triple J.
I should Coco from a long time ago, and lovely to hear Supergrass on the radio. That's Lenny.
Yeah, UK comic Russell Kane in this morning. You were just saying during that song that things have gone pretty well for you in Australia.
Yeah, I've been off the plane, I think, like 1 week and 2 days.
Yeah.
And as soon as my foot got off the plane, I was doing this gala thing with Tim Vine called The Flaming Gala. He's very proud of that. And, I was filming this comedy gala thing that went out on Channel 9, is it?
One of the ones.
What happens to Channel 1 to 8 here?
We don't talk about those, mate. They're the lost channels. Yeah. And
so I was straight out on Channel 9, and then I did this Spicks and Specks thing with Adam Hills, which was amazing too.
Mm. Who else was on when you were on?
Well, they did two shows in the night. My mate Mike Wilmot was on it. Have you seen Mike Wilmot?
He's wonderful. Do you know, he's such a filth bag.
And they said at the top of the show, this is my favourite Mike Wilmot quote of the trip. They went to get, Adam's like, can you describe yourself in two sentences, Mike? And he went, I worry about everything. I like chicken wings.
That's probably the cleanest thing he's ever said.
Funny though. He is renowned for being very dirty. How does he go on a TV show? Which obviously
he was all right, but he's always ribbing me because I'm over here with my fiance and he calls her my beard. I've never even heard that term. Do you know what that is? Yes. It's an American word guy has a fake girlfriend.
Yeah.
and I turned up last. We were at this dinner thing last night, and my belt was matching my accessory. And it was about a minute before he could move. He went, a white belt. A white, it matching your, get out of my sight, kid. So you are a very lucky homosexual to have her as a girl. I feel about 12 when I'm around. He's like the alpha male. I want to climb on and groom his silver back like that. Like I'm a little lower ranking monkey.
Because this is like the first time you've been in Australia for the Comedy Festival, and you know, you're quite a young comedian.
It's just mental. What I love over here, stuff actually works. You know, it's back home, you could do about a year of saying this is what I do, and people in Britain, you've still not proved yourself, try harder. Now go back and sweep my chimney. You're bogan.
You've been on about 1,400 TV shows in the UK.
Yeah, but I know it's still relatively quick because I only left my day job in 2006, but within a week...
Was that the Watchers one?
No, that was the... I ended up working in a marketing office after I finished my degree. Right. But after a week, I've done, like, the gala thing, I've done the Spicks and Specks thing, I'm hopefully going on this programme on a competitor network, which, if I mention, my barcode will start to burn on the back of my neck. I've got an ABC barcode.
No, that's okay. So what are you doing? You're doing... It's like a sports show or something, is it?
I'm doing the sports show that... I don't know what... They've named it something like Squat or Squiz or something like that.
You don't really care, though, do you?
We've got the word quiz.
How much do you know about Australian sport?
Nothing, of course.
Yeah, good.
Nothing. I was on this talk sports station the other day making jokes about Ben Cousins, and they were like, he knows his stuff, mate, and I'd seen the word before I went in. I was like, Bernie Cousins, hamstring.
So will you say yes? Like will you say yes to anything? If people just ring you up and say, oh, Russell Kane, come on in.
I like meeting different people. That's why I got into comedy anyway. So I love doing stuff like
this.
You
said yes to us. That says something.
Exactly, yeah.
We've got Russell Kane in this morning, 12 to 8.
Hey, from Sydney with her. Her new album comes out in a month's time, and it's going to be called Secrets and Lies, and that's the first taste of it. It's called Heart and Rules.
Now, we've got Russell Kane from the UK in Melbourne for the International Comedy Festival, and he's hanging out with you this morning. But somebody who's out on the streets of Melbourne just proving that the comedy festival never sleeps, that the laughs continue 24/7. Alex Dyson, where are you?
Yeah, that's a small price to pay for frozen yogurt. Oh, sorry, Robbie.
No, that's
how
okay.
Are you?
I don't want to tear you away from the laughs.
Sorry, yeah, we're just having a big laugh down here on the streets of Melbourne. It's all happening. It is 24 hours a day, the comedy festival.
Where are you?
Doesn't sleep. I'm on Swanson Street at the moment.
Renowned for its comedy.
Exactly. Mm. And get this, you sent me out to find a joke. Okay, yes. It didn't take me long. Mm. All right, just get this. We've got lots of convenience stores down here. They're open 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much like
and you can buy from them, you can buy from them condoms.
Yeah.
Like proper condoms for sex.
Yeah.
Like 24 hours. That's just an example of it never sleeping. How hilarious is that?
That's amazing.
Imagine
having sex. I can't.
No, no. See, this is what goes
your
on.
Your beard doesn't allow
it. Yeah, exactly. A street sweeper's going right past me, Robbie.
Yeah.
Going right past me.
I hope he's using protection.
There's
Dear, but it is.
Alex, thanks for bringing the thriving comedy of Melbourne to the people of Australia this morning as well from the streets. Good on you, mate. We'll catch you on the weekend.
You too, Robbie. See you, guys.
See, this is what Melbourne International Comedy Festival is like.
It's
true.
It's just made me remember, like, because my show's all about flaws and imperfections and
gaping flaws.
That's right. And how, like, on a lot of things we're really similar. And one thing we're really similar is if we do try to do any sort of romantic activity between our partners at early in the morning, we're not very good at it. Aussies and Brit, I don't think we're very good at it. Well, let's have a romantic breakfast in bed. I'm gonna lay out the croissants and make love because all crumbs will get up your bum and stuff. Do you reckon there's any other cultures in the world apart from Australian and British cultures where something that can genuinely ruin morning sex is when someone drinks too much tea and you can hear it? You know, when you get tea harsh. Belly.
You're jiggling around.
Harsh. Oh, my God, I've got tea belly. I'm going to have to stop. I'm sorry.
I love that when you can hear the sound of it swishing around in your belly, though.
Really, Robbie?
Is it
your kink?
I want to hear your tea sloshing. I'm going to make your tea slosh, you filthy cow.
This is why you drive home at the speed limit after every show and drink a cup of tea.
Yeah. That's right. You're preparing for the morning, aren't you?
Warm up the pot. I'm feeling horny.
So how long are you in Australia for, Russell? How long have we got?
Well, that's the thing. I've got this is the other amazing thing. I'm so lucky. Yeah. I'm doing the festival for a month, and then I'm off doing like Warrambool and...
Warrambool.
And Colac and...
You're doing a big regional
Cairns
tour.
Have you seen
much of Australia?
Never. I mean, I've literally been here a week and one day. I've seen a Queen Street apartment and about eight studios in the state. Mine's on a trip. I'm going to wake up and I'm still in Southend-on-Sea in Essex. Wake up, Russell. You dreamed your life was going well.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Thanks for popping into Triple J this morning. You can catch Russell on the Comedy Roadshow, but if you want all those dates, comedyfestival.com.au and then put Russell Kane in. And if you're in Melbourne and you want to catch Russell, where do we see you?
You need to head to Roxanne's, the former brothel. It's just a coverlid place off Little Bourke Street, not Bourke Street. I keep saying it and making everyone laugh. Off Little Bourke Street. Yeah, just go down there. It literally used to be a knocking shop. So I'm doing comedy in a room where someone was probably knocking one out into a sock, and there's me on stage doing comedy. It's really...
Well,
that's not a very good brothel if you have to knock off into a sock.
Hey, let's see. It shows what women know. There's a couple of guys going, I'd love to do it into a sock. Where do I pay?
Thank you very much. Russell Cain.
Thanks, Russell.
Bye.
Bye.
Tom and Alex. Podcast.